from basically the beginning up until now, and knowing that again on Wednesday we begin the Lenten season, that time that prepares us for the time where Jesus will be killed, and then we know that he'll rise again in our faith, believing that he will come again. And again, in the midst of what's happening in our own communities, what's happening all around us in our country and our world, that God is faithful and God is loving, and God's plan was fulfilled through his son, Jesus. And, you know, I continue to just think about these families that are going through difficult times, and knowing, gosh, if we don't have Jesus or God on our side or faith, it's much more difficult for them. And so that's why it's important that we get out and we are doing these programs and ministries and inviting people to come. You know, Inviting Friends Sunday is the first Sunday of April, but every Sunday, you know, someone had said to me, I'd like to come and bring my family and friends to Inviting Friends Sunday. Well, you can come tomorrow. I mean, you can come tomorrow if you'd like. I mean, so again, we think about what's happening all around us. Just trying to encourage people to come to church and have that sense of family. You know, yesterday we had a great time at Wisp, and then we went to this pizza place, as I had already mentioned. But, you know, just all 24 of us sat down and had dinner together, and it wasn't too crazy, it wasn't too loud. And, you know, we need to do that. And we're trying to teach these young people about family, that the church is their family, and that we're to take up for each other, take care of each other, stand up for one another, love one another. We've been doing these random acts of kindness, and the kids had a great idea. So we had all this pizza that we left over, and just trying to get them to think about being kind and nice and always, because and be loving just like God teaches us. And so we had all this pizza left over. I'm telling you, that pizza, I mean, it was just, huge, okay? And boy, that waiter, he was a dead salad, because he said, oh, yeah, you'll need about four this many people. Well, we needed about two, you know what I mean? They were huge. And so we got to take this home, and so we're wrapping it up, and instead of putting it in boxes, I mean, the pizza like this. And so one of the kids says, hey, we could do an act of kindness and we could go and hand out pizza to everybody here. And I thought, well, we're in a pizza place. And everybody here is already eating pizza. So that is a great idea. But it's a great idea. But maybe we could go outside. Not too many homeless people in McHenry, so we didn't really see anybody and appeared to be hungry along the road. But it was a good idea. I just remember thinking about helping other people and being kind and loving. So again, what's happening in your life and the life of the church and all around us, some things are troubling, but we're reminded about our faith in Christ. Our faith in God's word gets us through those difficult times, and we're not promised of tomorrow. We don't know about tomorrow yet. We got to live for today, right? And so as we are on the verge of this Ash Wednesday this week and on the verge of the Lenten season beginning, just remind that this morning as we come to the table to break bread together and drink of the cup together, about this whole idea of forgiveness, right? I mean, Jesus came to forgive us of our sins. I mean, he ultimately came for that. But look at what he did while he was here. Again, he was born and he died and he rose again, but he also lived. And while he was living, he was preaching and teaching. And we're studying the book of Mark. And Wednesday night Bible study at 6:30. We'd love for you to come. And just, again, just right now, early in Mark, and just he's beginning his ministry. And he's starting to preach. And he's starting to talk. And people are starting to follow him. And he's starting to heal people. And that's what we're going to look at, actually, in Matthew today, about Jesus' ministry. And thinking again, yes, he died on the cross and he rose again. But what did he do before that? He was teaching people and helping them understand why he came to the cross, why his body was broken and his blood was shed. He came that we might be forgiven. And how are we forgiven? Because of our faith. So this morning, faith is all you need. We hear that sometimes and we try to understand that sometimes. But again, our faith in God's word, our faith in him is what gets us through difficult times. And we're going to look in Scripture this morning. Faith is what really did two things for this guy. We looked at in Scripture this morning. Faith did two things for this guy in Scripture that Jesus met in his journey. So in Matthew chapter 9, it says that Jesus stepped into a boat and crossed over and came to his own town. So he steps in this boat. Here's the scene. He steps in the boat, crosses over. He's back home in his own town, okay? And so as he gets there, and again, just setting the scene there, I mean, Jesus is starting to get around. People are starting to hear what's happening. People are starting to show up and see what he's doing and trying to understand what he's doing. He's gained some helpers, right? And again, in his journey, as he's starting his ministry, he needed some help. People are starting to believe. He's calling his disciples. And so he just steps into a boat, and it says, here comes some men. Some men brought to him a paralyzed man lying on a mat. And so when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." That's it. I mean, think about that. Jesus steps in a boat, okay? And he crosses over into the next town. As soon as he gets there, here comes some men. They bring this guy on a mat. Jesus saw their faith, and he said to them, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." That's all it took. I mean, wow. Your sins are forgiven, it says. Now, that's all it says so far. Now, look, we're reading it. Okay, so, I mean, what was said? What were the requirements? I mean, was there some paperwork you had to fill out? I mean, was there some kind of information you had to give? I mean, we had to have all kinds of paperwork yesterday to be able to tube and, you know, and risk our lives down that ice path trail. You know what I mean? I mean, you had to sign up all this stuff. And then he said we weren't in a computer. I'm like, what do you mean we're not on a computer? Ooh, I followed all the rules. Filled out all the paperwork. We should. And so, yeah, so today we have all these rules and regulations. You go to the doctor, and you just can't say, come in there, you know what I mean? I mean, even if you can't breathe, you know, and you're having a heart attack, what's your social security number? What's your date of birth? I don't know. I'm having a heart attack. I don't really know. You know what I mean? So when people have a need, today we've got to get some information. Got to follow all the procedures. Well, not here. Look, I mean, simple as that. Jesus shows up. So what's happening here? I mean, these men must have heard about Jesus, knew he was coming, or saw that he was coming. They have this guy that's paralyzed, and he needs help. But Jesus saw their faith. What do you mean he saw their faith? He didn't say, "We believe you. We know who you are." He just said to the man, "Take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven." Let's read on. It says, at this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." Well, yeah, this is all brand new stuff. I mean, this guy was paralyzed, and not only is he healed, but he's also forgiven. I mean, wow. And he didn't even say anything. I mean, think about it. I mean, let's go back to that. Some men brought this paralyzed. He was paralyzed. And when Jesus saw their faith, not only was he healed apparently, but his sins were forgiven. Huh. But there's that F word, faith, right? And these teachers of the law see what's happening. What's this guy doing? And again, they didn't understand what was happening like most people understand. They thought he was making fun of God or doing something wrong. And knowing their thoughts, and Jesus certainly knows what they were thinking. Just like God knows what we're thinking right now. What our intentions are. Knowing their thoughts, it says here, knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts?" You know, and think about it. Think about that. Something great has happened here. This guy was paralyzed. He's healed now. His sins are forgiven. And someone's got a question. Someone's got a problem with him, right? And it's kind of like today, when something good is happening or something happening, you're like, "Oh, what are your intentions?" Just like this whole acts of kindness thing. And some people just don't understand when you do nice things for them or buy stuff for them. You don't even know. I'm like, okay. Like the tickets at the Mountaineer game, trying to give those tickets away for free. We're helping you here. So why do you entertain evil thoughts? So boy, Jesus is doing something great here and someone's thinking something bad, right? And boy, that happens. I mean, things are happening in our world. We think about the bad in that and how that's happened. But in our faith, and what God teaches us, we find the good. When someone's lost a loved one, we're not going to question how that happened or why it happened. We're going to rally around them. We're going to support them and love them and do what we need to do. And that church, this church is famous for that. And it's done that for years. Rallying around people and helping them and getting them through a difficult time and doing whatever it might be, even if it includes money. So these teachers are starting to have these questions. And so Jesus, you know, again, makes this a teachable moment, as I keep talking about. He says, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? Wow. So these guys aren't understanding that he's, well, we're not understanding. No questions were asked. No information was taken. Jesus said, because of your faith. Well, how do you know they have faith? Because they came to him, right? People were coming to him. And Jesus said, all you have to have is faith and believe what I'm doing. And you'll be healed. And you'll be forgiven. So this guy got two things that day laying on that mat. And the teachers here and of the law and people are like, I don't understand. And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven or get up and walk. Which is easier to say? Well, but I want you to know, he said. And basically he's saying, you can question what's happened here. That's what he's saying. You can question how this happened or why it's happened. But he says, but me, the Son of Man, here's what I want you to know. I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Period. Right? That's what he says. I've been given the authority to forgive sins. So he said to the paralyzed man, get up, take your mat, and go home. Just that simple. Seriously, no social security numbers, no birthdays. No information. He didn't know his name. Didn't even know his name. And he says, just get up, take your mat. So all these people that are questioning what's happening, what's going on, he says, I want you to know something. Whether you believe this or not, I'm the Son of Man. God has given me authority on earth to come and forgive sins. I can do that. But remember, he's forgiving them, but eventually he's going to do what? He's going to die for them. Right? He's forgiving our sins. He came to die for our sins. And he knows this. And so Jesus, this is a part of the journey. He's trying to teach him. I came, that's why I'm here. Yeah, I'm healing people. I'm feeding people. I'm meeting needs just like the First Baptist Church is trying to do, meet needs and feed people and help people. But I came here to forgive sins. I came here to die. I came to die for your sins. And we'll rise again. And we'll come again. And all it's required of you is to believe and have faith. So he said to the man, get up, take your mat, and go home. So what? The man got up and went home. Did he say thanks? I mean, I don't know. Right? I mean, boy, I would. Oh, thank you, Jesus, right? And now, many of us would say, well, he didn't say thanks. So, boy, I'm not going to heal him again. Well, hopefully he won't need it, right? Well, we won't be paralyzed again. But for us, man, he didn't say thanks. Or, I'm not taking that kid anywhere for us anymore. But didn't say thanks for the pizza, right? Well, the man got up and went home. That's what it says. And when the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe. Well, of course they were. And they praised God who had given such authority to man. Now see, right now they're praising God that he had given this authority to Jesus to come and do it. Well, yeah, we need this. We need to be healed. We need to be forgiven. Yeah, the people that are standing around the crowd right now and are watching and are part of them, they're believing us right now. But what about what's going to be? What is it that easy? I don't know. We have to have faith and believe. We try to have faith and believe today in our own lives. And boy, we just struggle sometimes, you know. And being in the schools and being around and seeing how things are going, it's sometimes hard to, I got to keep my faith, right? So here's Jesus, and he's just trying to do what he was supposed to do, right? Jesus went where God would have him to be, just like us. Go where God would have you to go. Jesus went where God would have him to go. And that's where he's supposed to be. And he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, meeting needs and healing people. And he's being the Son of Man, just like we're to be who God would have us to be. And so he's healing people, he's teaching. And so when he just shows up, people show up, right? He steps in a boat or out of a boat, bam, everybody's there. And people just show up. No names given. This guy needs healed. But Jesus, again, not only was this guy healed, he's no longer paralyzed, but his sins are forgiven. Do you realize that this morning? That all we have to do is ask. It's really that simple for us. God knows your name. And see, God knew that guy. Jesus knew that guy. I believe that. Because he was Jesus, right? He was given all this authority to come to earth. He was given all this authority to do all these things. So he's just like God. Wow. Faith. That's all he needed that day. That guy, all he needed was faith. He didn't have to say anything. But him just coming You know, we think of the stories, the guy who lifted it down, there was some real effort getting that guy down. Those people must have really believed that Jesus will be able to help them. And I'm thinking about my role as a pastor and dealing with people. I keep trying to tell these, all that come talk to me, that Jesus can help you. He's all that you need. His faith. So think about it. Jesus is telling these people, I've been given authority to come here to forgive sins. That's why I'm here. Yeah, I'm going to heal you and make you well, but more importantly, your sins are forgiven. And all you have to do is have faith and believe that this is true. Believe that I can do it. And then he's really going to do it. He's telling them, yeah, I came to forgive sins, but I'm going to show you. I'm going to die on the cross. My body is going to be broken. And my blood is going to be shed for all of you. Even for all the people that don't believe, all the people that don't understand. Wow. See, that guy just showed up. Think about that. That guy just showed up and had some faith. And not only was he healed, all these things that God called us to do, and the work that's in the church, and we need help with Bible school, we need help with this, I don't know if I can do that. God said, just show up. You just show up, and I'll take care of everything. And when I'm done, just take your hand and go home. Right? No need to worry, no need to fret, no need to be upset. You just come to me, I'll take care of you, I'll give you all that you need, and just take your mat and go home. Wow. So here in a few minutes, we're going to take our mat home. Hopefully you'll come back. And then you can take it and go back home again, right? That's what happened here. This guy was paralyzed. He was healed. He was forgiven. So this morning, again, as we're thinking about what Easter really means. And you know, people say, well, I need to be forgiven. And so we have to be able to understand we're forgiven of our sins. What is sin? Sin is anything that separates us from God. And what separates us from God? If we're not doing what God asks us to do, here's the rule book right here. And this is what God tells us to do. He tells us where to go and how to be, right? In God's word, he teaches us, go where I'd have you to go. Do what I'm telling you to do in here. And be who I'd have you be, like Jesus. And so when we sway away from that, or fall away from that, except for anything that separates us from God, sin. And we all sin. God says, no matter what, I'll forgive you. All you gotta do is have some faith. I'll take care of it. And when I'm done, just take a mat and go home. So this morning, forgetting about what's happening next here today, and what's happening next in your life, or what it might even be doing outside with the weather, reminded this morning that Jesus' body was broken. Just believe a little bit, Jesus. Just believe a little bit. As you believe a little bit, it's just kind of like this place you made is only going to be there, right? Just keep coming back for more. And what this church has provided for me and for my family and the faith and where I am today, and just keep coming back for more. Jesus, just have a little bit of faith. And you keep coming back. Because Jesus loved us that much. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is with us. Because we believe and have faith. And God, all of us again here this morning are dealing with something, going through something, trying not to worry about something. Have lots of people on our hearts and minds this morning. But help us to come back to the cross right now. And being reminded that your son Jesus was born, he came and lived this journey here on this earth, teaching, healing, taking care of people, but he came to die so that our sins would be forgiven. And we're all there. We're all sinners in need of a Savior. And God, I pray this morning, if anyone needs to surrender to you and give their heart and soul to you and come to you and live for you forever, that they would do that before we come to you. Whatever we need to do this morning, we would just take some time just to spend with you, alone with God, right here, before we come to the table, break the bread, and drink the cup. Whatever you're calling us to do, whatever you're asking us to do, whatever decision it might be. And God, I'm trying my best each and every day when I get up to go where you'd have me to go, and do what you'd have me to do, and be who you'd have me to be. May that continue to be our driving force. May that be our theme every day as we get up. But that's my goal today. I don't know what's going to happen. God's with me. because I believe and have faith, he'll help me through whatever it might be. God, we thank you. Whatever we need, God, you know what it is. You just want us to acknowledge how much we need you this morning.
We prepare our hearts for
communion this morning. We're going to ask that you stand. As we stand and sing this morning again, if you need prayer. You know, if you have something that's happened this week or something that's going on this week, and we need to pray with you, you come and we'll pray with you this morning. Whatever decision you might need to make, we invite you to come. As we stand and sing, prepare our hearts for communion. Let us pray and pray together. Come on, page 323.
Thank you.
He broke it. And he said, this is my body.
Who offers money contrary to your will today, we can commune that much closer with you. And we thank you for this Jesus that we symbolize the blood that was spilled for us, that we might have this way of salvation back to you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name.
God, we've come to this table because we recognize how much you do love us, that your Son came to this earth and he lived. And he suffered and died for us. And God, you ask us just to have faith. That if we have faith and believe, that we too can be healed and our sins can be forgiven. God, we rejoice in that this day. We rejoice in that promise. Your word tells us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So as we pick up our mat, so to speak, and leave from this place, God, we know that you'll be with us, that you'll go with us. And whatever we might face this week, you're bigger than that. all that because of our faith. We trust you. God, we love you, thank you. We ask all these things. We ask all these things in the name of the one who taught us to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.